Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Hear it from the doctor with expert guests from the American Academy of Pediatrics. It's Healthy Children. Now, our favorite mom, Melanie Cole, MS.
Holiday time is so much fun and the kids look forward to it all year. You know, we stress out as parents whether we can afford to get them what they want, and these different electronics are so expensive. But do we really think that our kids are stressing out about this too? And are they? Well, it's quite possible. My guest is Dr. Cora Colette Bruner. She's professor of adolescent medicine at Seattle Children's Hospital. Now, Dr. Bruner, do kids feel the stress at the holiday time such as we do as adults?
Well, that's an excellent question, Melanie, and thank you so much for having me back on the show. Yes, yes, yes. I think one of the things that kids feel stressed about is sometimes goes underground because they're not sure they're allowed to talk about it. But especially as kids get a little bit older and they realize that sort of all the myths and stuff around Christmas may or may not be what they believed, it becomes somewhat sad for them. And then there's this pressure to do so many things, to perform in the pageants and to get the perfect present and to do everything perfectly. It definitely causes a lot of undue stress around a time which is supposed to be absolutely beautiful and comforting.
So what can we do? I mean, first of all, I try not to talk about the things my children keep saying, oh, can I have a laptop? Oh, can I have this? Can I have that? And I try not to focus on, oh, well, we can't afford that, or I doubt that we're going to be able to get you that. I just say, oh, we'll see, we'll see. Am I creating more stress or less?
No, and I think that we'll see is a really good thing, because I know that was told to me, and I can hear it when I tell it to my own kids, so it feels real familiar. And so I don't think that's a bad idea, but it's ridiculous, actually, how much more expensive an iPad is than a baby in a tiny stroller with a plastic bottle, right? I mean, that was like, whoa. And those were the things that made kids like happy for months. I think we need to be honest and open with our kids about realistic expectations and what we can or can't sort of afford, if you will, but be reasonable in the list of what they want, from the most, wow, this would be the most coolest gift to get ever, and this is one, and then grade it down to one that would be also pretty cool, but really isn't at the highest end of expense. I think one of the things that I try to model with my kids, and data has pretty clearly shown that, is if you can get a kid to think about someone besides themselves.
I was going to ask you about that. Does that really work?
Yeah, I mean, really, it does. It really does. Empathy, which is what I'm shooting for, is a mood or a feeling or emotion that actually clearly has an effect on the brain. We have been able to show that through studies of functional MRI studies of the brain, that people who have empathy have definitely less issues with high blood pressure, less issues with heart disease, longer lives, and probably a happier holiday season.
Well, and you know, what about the sensory overload? Because there's so much food, there's family outings, their schedules are thrown for a loop, especially the littler kids. There's lights everywhere and candles burning and smells. What about this sensory overload? I mean, some of it might be good, and some of it, do we try and calm things?
Well, I think that's the important thing that we've also shown. So separate from the empathy piece, there's something called gratitudes, which is another very important thing to do with your children every day, which is to talk about what you're grateful for and to slow it down and take a couple of few deep breaths before each family meal that you have, which you should try to have at least 5 a week, where everyone sits down as a family at a table, not in a car, and actually has a meal together, and provide just some peace. For me, with my family, I light a candle, and we talk about what we are grateful for about the day. And it seems to slow everything down from, I want this, I want that, I need to do this. I think modeling for our kids saying no is really important as a parent. I know that for me it's very difficult to say no sometimes, but to certain things and just say, no, you know, we can't go to 6 Christmas parties this Saturday night, you know? Like, how about we not go to any?
Well, I'm a big fan of that and really dialing it down, saying no to some of those invitations. And we keep music, holiday music, but we keep it on very low sort of all the time, because I think that, you know, then the TV isn't as likely to go on, and it's soothing and it's soft to hear, you know, somebody, Andy Williams or somebody's voice come on there and singing a song. What about the school to vacation back to school thing? Because kids get all, you know, relaxed. It's vacation. They can play video games and watch TV and be with their friends. And then they have to get ready to go back to school after this holiday vacation.
Well, and that's a really good point, is how do you, I mean, and they really do need a break. I mean, we have really shown, again, through good scientific data, that children need a break and they need some downtime to just be kids. That does not mean sitting in front of a video game for 6 hours a day. I think that absolutely okay for a short period of time. We recommend 2 hours a day, no more than that, of non-educational screen time for children. It's probably for adults too. but we recommend 2 hours and 1 hour of exercise a day. And this is definitely an important lesson to learn during the breaks, is because it's kind of yucky outside. I know in the Northwest it's raining now again. But we also have raincoats and umbrellas, or there's inside gyms, or there's skating rinks, or there's indoor basketball, whatever, that you can take a kid and get an hour of exercise every day so that they can fall asleep and have restful sleep every night. Kickstart them into the back-to-school routine a couple of days before they're getting back to school, so that you're not suddenly, after 2 weeks of sleeping too late, that they're ready to get up and get back to school at the early start time.
Well, I love that you mentioned the video games, because that's what my son is looking most forward to. And I was like, buddy, you know, it's going to be the same rules as of the days that you're in school. You don't get to play more than 2 hours, because he's, you know, envisioning 6 hour marathon of playing these games. And that's just crazy. I also like to do family movies, you know, especially holiday movies that have such a good feeling and a happy ending and those kinds of things, is to do that sort of thing together and make it nice and calm in the fireplace, kind of bring things down a little bit.
Absolutely. I know we have a stack of them that we've watched over and over again, and actually memorized the last line of It's a Wonderful Life. But it, you know, honestly, it's nice for me too, because, and the kids say, Mom, you can't, you know, tool around. You need to sit down and watch this movie with us. Don't just plunk us in front of this movie and then you go do something else. So it's
that's very funny, because
right?
I mean, and put the movie on, and then they're like, I thought you were going to watch it with us.
Right,
meanwhile,
exactly.
I'm in
the
doing
popcorn?
The dishes.
Right, yeah. So it's really, and so again, modeling behavior to slow everything down. I think it's pretty clearly how contagious, and I'm a pediatrician, so I use this word, how contagious feeling good is. Because honestly, if you have one person in the room that starts to feel calm, it's like syrup on a stack of pancakes. Other people do, and then the next thing you know, everybody's sitting around watching a movie that you've seen 250 times.
It is kind of sweet. And I also think the holiday vacation, if you stay home, is a great time to teach our children the benefits of learning to clean and learning to help with laundry and clean their bathrooms and do that sort of thing, because it gives them that life lesson. In the last 30 seconds here, Dr. Bruner, give us your best advice for the holiday stress and our kids, little kids, teenagers, and kind of keeping it all calm as a family.
Well, my key advice question would be to communicate, to talk, to share memories. I think kids love to hear about when they were little. You know, when you tell them about when they were born or about their first Christmas, they suddenly go from crazy wanting this, that, and everything to curling up like they're in a little, you know, noodle, and they sit in your lap or next to you and say, tell me again about the first time I sat in Santa's lap. So encourage the discussion and the retelling of the stories, even if you've told them many, many times before. Make sure as a parent you take care of yourself, check your own pulse, say no to things. It teaches your children to do self-care, and enjoy this very calm and beautiful and wonderful time of year, because it's a time of hope.
Well, thank you so much, Dr. Bruner. You're listening to Radio MD and Healthy Children. Our expert guests are provided by the American Academy of Pediatrics. This is Melanie Cole for Radio MD. Stay well.